I'd like to welcome Rayleigh Allen to share her thoughts and memories about Lake Macquarie libraries and libraries in general. Good afternoon, Rayleigh. How are you?
Hi.
The first question is, what are your earliest memories of libraries and books?
My earliest memory of libraries and books was probably when I went to high school at 11 years old. I'm one, so I don't even think there was. But the school library certainly did have an impact on me, and just the amount of books that were available during the classroom. The library should have been used more than it was.
So you progressed from school and you've become a public library user?
Absolutely.
What sort of reading materials do you prefer?
Okay, just I think what really made me become a public library user, love of books, was my tertiary education, where immersing myself in D.H. Lawrence. Okay, my thesis was on relationships between people, and read about the world of others, where whatever is going on within your life at the time, or read about authors' experiences. So people like John Banville, even I think every book that she wrote, maybe still about relationships,
yeah,
and set into the future. My favourites to read authors from different cultures. So with Life in Afghanistan, The Bookseller of Kabul,
okay,
stood out. So understanding other people's lives and loving with what other people can see.
That's amazing. So you can take much more away from the material that you're reading than just the story itself. You can apply it to what you know and how life works.
That's what grabs me. Not that, exactly. Understanding life more, I think that things like Where Is Alice? I Am Alice, it is. And I think it's the library can be such a support to people in that respect,
yeah,
who probably is a great travel writer, but she doesn't travel. She's just sort of toppled Pulford over my eyes. It's people are kind to each other. It's a good feel. It's an even, when I say an easy read, not that he can't put it down, but it's not intellectually challenging. It just makes you feel good. And he looks at great values, I think, that can be yourself to death. Taking time out, sharing a cup of tea. So all those wonderful daily things can mean so much, and he has highlighted that in his writing.
Yeah, that's simple things in life that we need to take more focus on, and you get just as much enjoyment, can't you?
Exactly. Yes, to just to share a moment with someone and think, oh, that was special, or to use all your senses and appreciate each day. Or putting them into perspective that really, yes, they are there, but
Sounds like good therapy to me.
It is great therapy, and I think, you go to your public library and that therapy is there, and that's what we need, everyone. And, I think it's this week or next week.
It's becoming close, yeah.
I think I like writers who are observers of life, so they can, they look at, it just makes you more aware, so...
If it gets emotional, it's doing its job.
Yes, I rarely get, I think one emotion I don't feel when reading is anger or hostility. Maybe in something like The Kite Runner, you feel an injustice and you feel, but that's again heightening. Another one was Christopher Kremer, he wrote Inhaling.
Okay.
And so it also brings in the religious beliefs and I'm fascinated by actions because I think we're
a multicultural society,
thank you. A multicultural society now that has made Australia so
it's very pertinent,
and very, very interesting where they have come from. And that's probably again affected my reading. Quite a diverse. I like short stories too if I'm very tired. The analogy of short stories is great, so getting to bed, read one story,
you're relaxed. What changes have you noticed in libraries and library services?
Okay, so as a child of the 50s and going into the 60s, libraries, my experience with libraries were that they were a place, and that could be to the librarian even. So we were taught reverence for book, plastic, and later days contact to respect the books that you were actually using in the classroom, to mark a passage in a book by turning the corner down. So that well and truly impacted on me.
Thank heavens we have bookmarks.
Yes, thank heavens for bookmarks. So, so now I can walk into a library and you see people are chatting around computers in the library to a certain extent.
Which probably represents how our society is changing as a whole, perhaps.
Absolutely. I think it's a reflection of our society. It was a cocoon. As I said, it offered peace. The world is a public space. Everybody's sharing everything about themselves and their viewpoints. Whereas we and learning, in some cases...
That's a good point.
But even just in watching... so that brings in a whole different domain. So big, I think there has been a big change in what... And it's moving very quickly.
It seems to be speeding up.
All the devices that are available, and what is it, the Apple...
iPhone 6
came out. So some things have changed radically, and others...
Stay the same. Or recur. Which takes us on to our next question. Libraries are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think libraries will go? How will they end up? What do you think libraries will be used as in the future?
I find this a difficult one given my age and thing that we must be upon. So it's, I think, to engage younger people, entertain, to change continually. Whereas
sanctuary,
yeah, I love the idea. Libraries as sanctuary, older, might be becoming again with aging.
Which is a good point too, because we have more of an aging population, which is, I would say, the people who are older who are still going to want to use the library as a traditional resource.
Yes.
That's going to happen for quite a while yet.
Yes, so maybe to look at them as well as the younger demographic, because, and that is only because I'm still in the queue and I'm not using the self. So the library becomes more of a multitasking mission, if you like, for the community. I was listening to Books and Arts.
So something for social programs, but it can still be... book orientated, but it can be also be for a community.
Book orientated, but not necessarily book orientated. Bringing people's skill, social place primarily, but also, wasn't it? I mean, historically, it's all about learning and knowledge. So
I heard it being termed still like something like a knowledge hub, where you can come to learn, to create. Or to connect.
Yeah, so say for something like mental health, I don't know where they get their statistic from, but wanting to, whether it be short or prolonged.
It's a great opportunity.
It's worthwhile.
Yeah. And I suppose libraries too have to be proactive in getting people to come in to use the facility. So by offering those types of events and programs or projects or... classes, that's probably a good place for which is happening. There is an evolution going on, maybe a revolution, I'm not sure, but
I have to think of a revolution.
That's a good idea.
Yes, but I've just this one comment here I've got for the, it's probably just a bit of a joke with myself, but with maybe soft technologies, again, friends that I know with their iPads, etc., they say you're going to, and I'm all for not using superseded technologies. Where does that all go? So is it better for school form papers?
Interesting.
I don't know. Somebody else with more knowledge might be able to help me with that.
We will take care of it somehow. Well, I'd like to thank Rayleigh for coming in today.
Mm-hmm. That's a pleasure. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.